Kyle, what a show that was.
What a show.
Also, thought of another joke for the Ashes. That's the most metal name for a fucking tournament I've ever heard. It's like, from the Ashes, it's like oh, absolutely shit.
Yeah.
during the tournament of cricket, someone's like, open up the pit. Open up this open it up.
Yeah.
Oh my god, what a name for a thing I've never heard of.
I want to see if that's like an actual cricket term now that I
oh yeah, can we see what can we do the history of the Ashes?
The official game of the Ashes. Oh my god,
it's like, what is this All That Remains title? Let's see. Cricket. Oh, hi, welcome to the Trophy Room after show. If you're new, this is what we usually do of the Ashes.
Oh wait, Ashes is the series? It's just like, that's what they call the series. It's called the Ashes.
All right, let's Wikipedia this shit.
No, that's what I literally just told you. I'm on Wikipedia. Oh, you're on Wikipedia.
Okay.
Yeah. It's, Ashes is a ticket for three. Test cricket matches contested between England and Australia for the Ashes. The series is scheduled to be played at 5 venues across Australia between December 8th and January 18th. Oh my god.
Is this like an X Games situation?
Gee, why? That's a long time for one thing.
Wait, say that again. So how long is
December
that?
8th December to 8th. January 18th. That's a long time.
That's be like a big tournament, right? But 5 matches?
In 2019, the series ended in a draw. What a boring ass thing.
There's no champion this year.
God, no one won the Ashes?
Honestly, that seems hardcore enough for Dark Souls fans.
I mean, fair.
It looks like the only two countries that give a shit is Australia and England.
Yeah.
All right.
I really would love to know
why.
I want to sit down and watch a cricket match and just see if I can figure it out without looking up anything.
Oh, what the fuck? The reason why it's called Of the Ashes is the Ashes urn is a small urn made of terracotta, and it stands whatever centimeters. I only believe in inches, person. Believed to contain the ashes of a burnt cricket bale. It was presented in Ivo Blay. I don't know what that is. That's British enough for me. The captain of the England cricket team, as a personal gift after a friendly match hosted at the Rupertswood Mansion in Sunshine. So this is the most British shit I've ever heard in my life, guys.
You're like a burnt up cremated cricket bale. Like, what the hell is a bale? And I look it up, I'm even more confused. In the sport of cricket, a bale is one of the two smaller sticks placed on top of the three stumps to form a wicket. The balls are used to determine when the wicket is broken or put down, which in turn is one of the critical factors in determining whether a batsman is out bowled, stumped, run out, or hit wicket. What is happening?
Guys,
what planet are we on?
I've never been happier for my independence in this moment right
the
now.
The wicket is considered to be broken if one or both of the bales fall from the stumps, or a stump is struck out of the ground by the ball, the striking batsman bat, or a fielder with the hand or arm holding the ball. So you're telling me I can just hold the ball, run up, and knock that thing out? I don't...
Chip, chip, cheerio.
Chip, chip.
Okay, This is so British, guys.
There's also a thing called a snickometer. Commonly known as snicko. Is used in televising cricket to graphically analyze sound and video and show whether a fine noise or snick occurs as ball passes bat. What?
Okay, guy.
Baggy green is a cricket cap of a dark myrtle green. It's just a hat, guys. Oh my god. Cricket, you're wild.
There's 7 innings? There's innings like baseball?
That's what, I don't know. Uh-oh, why is one of my favorite Mets trending?
What is this? No, just wait. What the fuck? Is there a stadium? Like, I don't believe this thing actually exists. Let's see. Cricket of the Ashes Stadium. Because they're like, it was played at Blythe Manor in 1894 by the Wisconsin in the in the Jimmy Jams. I don't know. The Gabba is played on the beach at France. Let me see this. Wow, this is a legit stadium. And it's oval. That's why they call it the Oval.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the title of this post show. Dumb Americans try to learn cricket.
No, it's definitely the trophy room of the Ashes.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Gotta go hardcore, dude. What a wild sport.
Wild.
I swear to God, if that gets more traction than hockey, there is no God. Because hockey's legitimately cool.
I used to not enjoy hockey. And then when I went to college, my college, SUNY Oswego, is one of the better hockey teams in Division 3. What? Huh? Oswego? Oswego Lakers? What up? I was actually there, although not there because it was on winter break, but they won the first national championship in school history while I was there at the school.
Oh, wow.
In hockey. It was really, really fun.
Oh, don't you know?
Oh, don't you know? Oh, God. I'm sorry. What? I'm on Twitter, like I always do in the post show, looking up things we missed. I don't know if this is real. It looks like a real article. Oh, my God. Sony Pictures announces Bored Ape movie based on popular NFT.
What?
Let me reread that for you, Joe, and everyone else. Sony Pictures announces Bored Ape movie based on popular NFT.
I'm looking at this shit.
It is set to be the first film in an expanded blockchain universe. I don't know if it's 100% real, but God help us all.
Whew. I can't wait because I'm working with something or someone on something that revolves around blockchain or revolves around NFT. And I can't wait to be in that room going, all right, someone explain this to me like I'm five.
Again, with the words. Like I went for another thing.
Yeah.
In the show. Yeah.
Although what is blockchain?
I was playing that up, what everybody. Is NFT? I know those words weren't that difficult to understand. I'm just...
One star review. They don't know how preposterous it is.
Nobody... he doesn't know what circumvent means.
Hitherto and dreamt of, you don't even know?
All right. Okay, I don't know if that movie thing is real, but that screenshot looked extremely real.
Oof. Almost. Quantum error. The snippet of the right trigger on the DualSense controller reacting to the firing QEs of the plasma rifle. We're having way too much fun. Oh. Hashtag, daddy.
What was Quantum
error. Quantum error, it's that first-person shooter based off of, like, you're, like, in a submarine or some shit. Futuristic submarine. It's like a love letter to Dead Space.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought you were talking about Quantum Break. Excuse me. I'm like, Quantum Break's coming to PlayStation? Oh, that'd be cool. I wish.
Okay, let's get to these questions. Let me get into these questions. Let's see.
Let's get into it.
What's the major announcement? I can't tell you. Do I want to really bad? Yes, but I want to put the cart before the horse here.
I already know.
You already know. Is it really super cool? Absolutely.
It sure is.
Would I like to scream it from the mountains? You bet.
Yep.
Could I tell you right now? I'd have to kill you afterwards.
You know what? I'm going to spoil the whole thing and get you in trouble.
Okay.
Joe is the new head, and actually not even head, but he is the sculpt for the new rebranding of Sour Patch Kids. That's right.
Damn.
You'll be eating Little Joe's.
That's right.
For futures, for the near future.
I do little giggles.
put me in your mouth.
No, every time you pop a little Joe Sour Patch Kid in your mouth, it goes, who?
I yearn for oblivion.
What the fuck is this little guy? You're a demented little fella.
Eat me. Eat me.
All right. Let's
see. Do you know what they're called in the UK?
What's that?
Sour Patch Kids? I believe they're called Very Bad Kids.
UK, what's up with y'all? Katie, let me know.
What up, Katie?
What are you guys doing? All right. Yeah, we got no questions this week, so it's very easy breezy this week.
Yeah.
And I totally forgot because this week has been busy because of things I can't say. But like today in general, Kyle, going to work, there was a massive accident like on the opposite side of the highway. Mm-hmm. Like literally a cable fell and collapsed and blocked the whole road. Apparently someone didn't make it out. Jeez. Which is sad. Really, but what's sad, even more of a bummer to me is half of the how do I make a story about me? Is that all the teachers were, or half of the teachers were, you know, late. So like they were an hour or two late. Mm-hmm. And like we're all running around with like a chicken with our head cut off, including myself. And like my boss went over my head to do something earlier than it was supposed to and gave me double the work because of that. And so today, and also I had an interview for a thing. So like today I was just like, I came home, I was like, I am exhausted. I'm a different type of tired today.
Yeah.
I feel like not doing anything. Like I'm just drained. So yeah, it's been a lot, man.
Yeah.
And you're finally over your sickness.
Yep. I'm finally got some sleep.
Okay. How long did you sleep for?
9 hours.
Oh, good.
I mean, probably could have slept longer, but I forced myself to get out of bed. Yeah. I don't know about most people out there. I already feel guilty enough that I'm sleeping so late as it is. Mm-hmm. But if I wake up and it's past 12 o'clock, I'm like, oh no, I'm just an awful
being. Yeah, I'm like, I just wasted my entire day.
Yeah. So yeah. I forced myself to get up, even though I could have stayed in bed for a little while. But the reason why it always takes me so long to recover is go be a little gross, everybody. I'm sorry. Uh-uh. I am a violent puker.
Oh boy.
I am a whole body, full heave, everything. And it's just like my whole neck and shoulders and back, everything was sore, like I was in like a wrestling match. So like I couldn't stay still, or my neck and shoulders would be like, hey, you really screwed yourself up there, bud.
Yeah. For me also, shout out, because the last few days I've not been on Discord at all because I've just been whoa. Yesterday I also had a dentist appointment after another interview, and oh my god, my tooth is like, and the thing, like, it's hurting me today. And the thing is, I'm doing it all in 1 month before my insurance like runs out for the year and I have to change it.
Yeah.
So like it's just a whole big ordeal.
Yeah.
Over the past few weeks, and I'm just incredibly busy. And next week, though, hopefully by next week, things start slowing down again. Right after I see a Spider-Man, the world should be normal.
Sure.
Which would be great.
And, like, you know, I'll update everyone because I know people have been asking.
Yeah.
The other part of what's made this week so long, the mental hurdles that I'm going through and that kind of not feeling great. The job that I interviewed for, that if people don't know, I interviewed at an orthodontist office. Something happened and they stopped the hiring process. The person I was talked to her boyfriend who worked at another office and told him just how much she loved me and wanted to hire me on the spot, but they had to go through the whole thing and that I would be a good fit for him. He recommended me for this other position at this other office, got me an interview there, went in. And the guy I interviewed with, pretty much as I sat down, was like, thanks for coming in. Since this is, you know, let's call him John. This is John's recommendation. He recommended you personally. This whole interview thing is just a formality. And then really was talking to me about like the itty bitty gritty. What? That's not a thing.
Sure. Nitty gritty. Yeah.
Nitty gritty. Thank you. Itty bitty gritty. Oh my God. Put that on a shirt, everybody. The itty bitty gritty. About like, you know,
paid time off. He's part of the itty bitty gritty committee.
Oh God. But he was like, here's how the paid time off will work. Here's like the people you're going to be working with, the doctor you'll be assigned to. Made it seem like I had the fucking job. And then he was like, they're really bad at reaching out to you to start the onboarding process. They're notoriously bad. So if you don't hear from them by next week, call me, email me, let me know, and I will get that process rolling.
Okay. Wow.
And I did both of those things a week later. Could not get in touch with them. It was Thanksgiving, the week of Thanksgiving. So I chalked up to that. So I waited until after Thanksgiving and called. And he said, got your email, meant to respond to it. I'm currently on my way to a meeting. I will send you a reply at the end of the day. And that email said, unfortunately, upper management has decided to go with another candidate. And that really broke my fucking spirits. Sorry, here's the cry counter. Here it is. I'm just so fucking tired, man.
Yeah.
So tired.
Honest to God, that is genuinely fucked up.
It really is, because I was like, I told you I was so happy.
Yeah.
That I was like, man, finally, something good's going to happen out of this. Nope, here I am, back on Indeed, applying to everything. It's rough, man. It's rough.
Yeah.
And it's Christmas season, too. Like, it just... Oh, man, it sucks.
Ho, 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 go fuck yourself.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. No, that really sucks.
I might
sucks.
Be a ho, because that's the only way I'm paying bills. You know what
Faux
I mean?
Faux show. No, that's genuinely fucking
needless to say.
Awful. Yes.
I did reply to him in a not so nice way.
Yeah.
Because I do feel like he really fucked it up. If it wasn't a sure thing, he should not have said the words, this is just a formality. This isn't like, you know, bring in other people and let me meet these people and talk about like where my workstation will be and all that stuff. Like, I feel like he gave me too much promise. If he knew that there was somebody else that was close to be in the running, you know?
Yeah. No, that like the way you described it is genuinely awful. It's kind of like what happened to me recently with my in-between employer.
Yeah.
That they say one thing and then they totally do the other. Now I'm exiting my current job, where on my contract it says I only have to give 2 weeks, and now they're saying, well, actually,
are you saying too much, by the way?
No. This is my past job. I could talk shit about it.
So well, I mean, past job implies.
I got a job, guys. I just can't tell you where it is.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
So that's really annoying. So like, I'm walking up to my boss, because he gave me this tweet, by the way, at like 2:30 when we're about to leave. So it's like, you knew when you were doing this tweet, man. This is not smart on your hand. But like, I'm like, you're really weighing my actual career in this job. I'm going to pick my actual career.
Yeah, right.
So, no. And, you know, they've been pretty, it's weird. The people are really nice there, right? The people are genuinely really, really fantastic. It's best like work environment I've had in terms of like personality wise. But then upper management is, or what you would consider upper management, are like, they'll just do shady shit to me. Like tell me my pay is one, then do the exact other, which I feel is illegal. Or like tell me I have, you know, 2 weeks and then
honestly,
say, 30 days.
That's another reason why I want to get out of education, because that feels like all upper management
is
in education.
And like, even like it's Luke
fucking
was
fucking awful.
Luke was even saying it. It's like, my friend that's not from North Carolina, Luke, saying it, was just like, it seems like you're always presenting the smart choice. The PTO or whatever will always do the dumb choice. You will show them the dumb choice will fail, and then they'll pick your choice afterwards. It's like, guys, come on. We don't have to struggle this much. That being said, though, yeah, like, if I have to choose the thing that's actually in my career path and this, I'm choosing the thing that's actually in my career path. And my brother literally is just like, say yes and then just use all your personal and sick days.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and that's what I'm thinking about doing. I think my biggest FU is I'm going to say sure. And then on the final week, I'm going to literally go, I'm using all my personal days from this point on, from Monday till Friday. These are my personal days. Throwing them there, deactivating my Gmail, blocking their numbers, and then just never using them again. Because like, that was genuinely... I've never been so, I think manipulated is the word I'd like to use from that place.
For sure. Yeah. And I don't like how they keep throwing at you like, well, you're contractually obligated. Yeah, what are you going to do to me?
That's a question. Like, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
What are you
going to do? I already told you I'm leaving.
Yeah.
What
else?
Exactly. You already lied about the biggest thing of like how much
the reason paid. Why I'm leaving here.
Exactly.
It's nuts. So yeah, to me it's like, dude, you're begging me at this point. It's and I'm not feeling the sympathy anymore. Mm-hmm. Right? Again, nice people, but upper management could eat it. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about it. Mm-hmm. But yeah. And honestly, Kyle, the job search fucking sucks. It is brutal. So disheartening. It is so... I just hope I'm out of it. You know what I mean? A minute. So that's all I got to say on that. Again, you'll find out where I go on December 15th. But I do also need to reiterate that nothing changes
from which is awesome.
Doing whatever I'm doing. Nothing changes. We keep doing the trophy.
I don't know if I could carry the show without you.
Well, and that's like, to me, it's like really important that the show, no matter where I go, it has to remain a thing.
Yeah.
Also, it's not like PlayStation or anything like that. So settle down.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, you know, it's.
If it was PlayStation, Joe would not be able to do the show.
No, absolutely
not. I would force him to sit out because he would just be splurting it out every moment.
They're making a Jack and Daxter 4.
Like, honestly, if you... honestly, go back the weeks leading up to the announcement that Greg Miller was coming on the show. And look at how Joe's acting when he's hinting at it. Uh-huh. He's like at the brim, like ready to word vomit coming out of him.
Can't do it. Guys, Shuhei Yoshida, that's not actually him. It's a robot. Anyway, back to the Flash news.
Sean Layden's actually still here.
It's actually a hidden beef. He's a Lycan and everybody that's only vampires. It's there's Celine. Celine's here.
Bloodborne 2 is real and only people that work at PlayStation get to play it.
That's right. But yeah, so like, that's not chill to do. It's not.
Yeah, no, it's not chill.
And let's stop pretending that it is.
No.
That being said, though, I did go into an interview today. Just to play my options, because this is the one that I've been in the gauntlet for literally over a month going into 2 months. So I was just like, you know what? Let me see this through and let's see what their benefits are. And I'll actually consider. And I walked in there and literally I have this, like everybody does, the nervous jitters.
Oh yeah.
And,
like you told me that,
excuse me.
This last one, there was like 6 people interviewing you.
Yeah.
That would fucking mess me up.
Nope. To me, I was like, to me, it's like, showtime, folks. This is a crowd, and I'm here to deliver. So, to me, I was a little nervous, because I'm like, oh, man, these are, like, the heads of, the directors of, all these things, right? Generally, really nice people, really nice cultures, actually why I also went there as well, because I was like, you know what, I really like these people. Not even in my field, but I really like them. And I was really nervous, and I actually remembered a conversation Ains and I had on Cast Co-op before we were talking shit about Luke before he got on, and then to his face.
As you do.
As we do. Not jovial. We mean it. But he
this isn't jokes.
Yeah. He literally is just like, he sets up along the lines of like, the universe isn't going to wait for you, so just do it. And I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, all right, yeah, the universe isn't going to wait for me. Why am I waiting here? Mm-hmm. I'm just going to go do this. And so I literally got up out of my car. I went in there, and yeah, like Kyle, when I say I knocked it out of the park, I knocked it out of the park. And I got like, I had everybody smiling. I had everybody feeling good. I had a lot of people laughing. And then a lot of, like, some of them had to check their phones. They're like, we're so sorry. I'm like, and I literally said, you have way more important things to do. Don't worry about this. It's fine. And there are a couple questions that I know that they really liked. And so, like the one thing of, like, you know, there's a lot of things you're going to be juggling at once. I said, the one thing that I think I'm pretty good at is I know I'm going to mess up, and I'm fine with it. Because it's just human nature. Everybody makes mistakes. I feel like everybody's afraid to make those mistakes, and that's what paralyzes them, not me. I know I'm going to ask a dumb question. I'm going to embrace that dumb question. And they really liked that. So to me, it was just like, yeah, you know what? I got this. I can do this if given the opportunity. So it was really great. And then ending that, the guy, Matt, was like, thank you. Or Kevin, I'll just say, it was like, thank you for everything. We got your references. I literally said, I think the references are going to really impress you, and you're going to enjoy talking to Sean Capri, because that man's a goddamn treat. Like, you're really gonna enjoy talking to him. He's a great man. And then I said, and that Luke Lore fella, whew, stay far, far away. Far, far away from that man. Uh-huh. So yeah.
Am I on your reference list?
No, not because I didn't want you there.
No, I know. I'm kidding. But I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
No. It's just because I that would be way too many friends on that list.
Oh, sure. I gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
So, yeah. And I'd be like, I'm sorry, sir. I can't. This is my partner. We've had sex before.
Let's talk about something exciting now.
Okay.
You got your Spider-Man tickets.
Fuck yeah, I did.
Can you believe that it's 2 weeks away? Man. 2 weeks, Joe. And I'm like, I haven't, the closest thing is Endgame to me.
Yeah.
And it's like in some ways surpassing that almost.
I feel like the feeling is it is.
Because like I'm not the biggest fan of Tobey Maguire.
Okay.
I'm not the biggest fan of Andrew Garfield.
Fair. No one is.
But do I want to see all three of them on the same screen?
Yes.
Yes, I do. And I'm very excited that they're doing the thing where they're not showing them off, even though everyone already knows that they're in it.
And like we practically
know. The worst kept secret.
Yeah, we already even know how this movie's going to fucking end.
Sure. Here's the thing.
I've thought about this moment constantly. What if, I dropped my pen. What if midway through a fight or something, a hand grabs, like someone puts a hand on Peter's shoulder, right? Tom Holland. Holland turns, and you just see Miles going, hey. I would fucking die. I would be deceased. I would start crying and pissing myself immediately.
There was a TikTok.
Let's get you the shoulder touch.
of like, how awesome would it be if we hear the following songs in No Way Home? And the first one out of the gate was, "What's up, Danger?" I'm like, you can't do that. I'm not prepared. I can't do it.
like when he lands for the first time, it'll literally be like the horn, like, boom. I'm like, oh fuck, let's go. I would cry and throw up.
I'm currently looking up the thing I texted you. Here it is. Because we had this talk back when the first trailer, I was like, I have ideas. And you're like, text them to me so I can send them to Amy.
Dude,
and I'll share nuts. Them. Yes. I'll share them with everyone here. Here are some things that I think would be really cool and I'm sort of expecting to see. Andrew Garfield is the one that saves this universe's MJ after Tom fails to save both Ned and her. So in the scene in the trailer when Zendaya MJ is falling, that hand is going to be Andrew Garfield and is actually going to save her and right the wrongs of what happened between him and Gwen in his movies. I think Ned dies.
Right.
I think he's the one that dies, which is going to be a bummer. I think the Uncle Ben moment, which frankly, we probably already had it with Iron Man, is Happy dying. So I think two characters are dying in this trilogy. There's a very quick scene, and this is the one that gave Joe chills. And it gives me chills just thinking.
Dude, would you... Oh,
the quick scene of Aunt May in this trailer, she's running.
Hang on to your fucking hats.
I think she's running to her Uncle Ben, but from a different universe. Uncle Ben shows up, and she sees him, and she's running to him.
Chills.
Same. Whether or not they're going to go that heavy, I don't know. But there's a reason why they put that Aunt May scene in there.
Okay. Here's a, all right.
Also, I think Mysterio, Jake Gyllenhaal's back as Mysterio.
Jake Gyllenhaal?
I honestly am not.
Prince of Persia's Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah, the one Taylor Swift is really mad at. I think.
Can we? Okay.
No, hold on. Hold on. I actually think Sandman in this trailer is Jake Gyllenhaal and the Mysterio crew from Far From Home.
Oh.
Possibly. Because there was a Sandman in Far From Home. That was like the first elemental thing. Yeah, but it's pretty similar.
Right. So, first and foremost.
Taylor Swift, what's this thing?
When is it her? When is there a song, Maybe It's Me? It's either Maybe It's You or you choose literally the wrong human being every time. Or maybe it's you think you can fix him and you can't. And you dated him for 3 months.
How much money you want to make a bet on? That there were plenty of good partners that she didn't even think of because... Sure.
I can't make a song out of this.
Well, no, just because, like, they're friend-zoned. You know what I mean? Like... Mm-hmm. The whole, oh, you're like a brother to me kind of thing. How many, you know what I mean? Because I've been in that situation many times.
Yeah.
And then that person then goes, dates somebody else and, you know, has an awful relationship with him. Like, hey, I would have never done any of that to you. Exactly. So, like, what's going on here?
Right, Taylor? Also, it's really weird because, like, the girl that plays, like, I think her in the film that she made about Jake Gyllenhaal, which she dated for 3 months.
Oh, the Stranger Things.
Yeah. Very weird to me. Because, like, she's getting romantic with this man. And I'm like, you're from Stranger Things.
Well, that's because that's the whole thing so with the song.
Yeah.
Like, Jake Gyllenhaal
because
dates extremely younger people, apparently. Uh-huh.
Okay, well, that is problematic.
That is pretty problematic. Yeah.
Yeah. But also, is it like I was watching Ghostbusters? Here's the thing. Here's how I know I'm getting old. All these kids are growing up before my very eyes. Like Mike from Stranger Things and Ghostbusters. Oh my God. Dude, what the fuck?
Yeah.
you were just 6 years old a minute ago. And now you're 16, is what you're telling me? I'm
very curious how the next season of Stranger Things is going to feel.
Yeah.
Because they're grown up, because they look different. They're not this young group of kids working through things. Like, they're probably old enough to work, you know, other responsibilities. And I don't know. It's going to be weird.
So good though.
It's going to be fantastic. Yeah. Although I am in the camp, we didn't need another season.
Oh no, we needed another season.
I don't think we did.
I think this season needs to be the last season though.
Oh, absolutely. And get
Hopper and Mike's mom together or whatever.
Sure.
Winona Ryder, of whom I've had the longest crush on.
Why can't I remember her name?
Longest Joyce. Crush on Winona. Yeah, Joyce. Get Joyce and Hop together. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
I swear to God, if you kill one of them,
come on, Duffer Brothers. God, what are you doing?
I will throw punches. Okay, here's what I think, Kyle.
Yeah.
My brother gave me his wild predictions for Spider-Man.
Ooh, I'm in it. I'm ready.
Gwen Stacy's in this movie.
Emma it's Stone Gwen. Oh, a different Gwen.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Now, Kyle, hold on to your butts.
Is there was a rumor that Emma Stone and Kirsten Dunst are showing up too.
Mm-hmm. Is it Emma Stone? Well, funny you mention it, because Haley Steinfeld, who plays Hawkeye, or I guess Hawkeye in training, Hawkeye.
She's Spider-Gwen in Into the Universe.
Is Spider-Gwen in Into the Spider-Verse. When asked, is she in the Spider-Man movie? She wouldn't answer.
Haley Steinfeld?
Mm-hmm.
She can't be Spider-Gwen. And
can't she?
No, she can't.
Why not?
I haven't seen Hawkeye, so I don't know if there's hints at her.
Well, here's the thing. We've already played with the idea that
Mean like a different universe.
It's a multiverse, yeah.
Oh, shit.
So in this multiverse, she's Kate Bishop in this universe. But in another universe, she's Gwen Stacy.
Oh, man. That would be pretty dope.
Yeah.
Because then I'm just thinking, where's Miles from Spider-Verse, you know?
And I do think that's what the next trilogy is, because Sony straight up said it. We're making more of these things.
Haven't they gone back and forth with it, though?
Keep the faith. I know this
is one that I'm saying with gusto and confidence.
Yeah.
There will be another 3 movies with Tom Holland as Spider-Man.
Yeah. And I think Tom Holland's statements was in order to keep him in the MCU and to keep him with boatloads of money.
Yeah.
So I think the next trilogy is him training Miles. Yeah. Get ready for me to fucking sob.
Yeah. You and me both, man.
That'll be wild. And I think that's like, because then we're going to get a Spider-Man who is more mature and in college and all that. Can I also say that it's official, guys? It's official. Tom Holland and Zendaya are dating.
Hell yeah.
I've never cared about celebrity dating whatsoever, as the record shows 5 minutes ago. But the world is healing today.
Yeah.
Finally, the wound that has been 2020, 2021, and most of 2022, let's be honest, also 2022.
Yeah.
Finally is going to start being healed with Tom Holland and Zendaya.
What a good looking couple.
Right?
Oh, man.
Zendaya punched me twice in the throat. And I'm just so happy every time I look at Tom Holland. First off, I'm like, you cute son of a bitch. He's a cutie. He's a cutie. We need to protect the son of a bitch. But I get so happy because, you know, as you know, maybe the audience does, my friend Amy loves extremely older men. We're talking, I'm not joking, you know, 50s, fine. 60s, fine. 70s? She's there. She's up for it. She's up for the task. Tom Holland is, and I legitimately mean this, the only younger guy that she's attracted to.
Wow.
Let me also reiterate this. The only guy I feel like that is in the vicinity of our age that she's interested in. And I'm just like, oh, thank God. Because there's no like daddy this, daddy that. Like, just thank God. I'm just so happy about it. I don't have to be disturbed. I've always told her, I'm like, my fear is you dating this 67-year-old, and then like he's talking to me about like, don't know, he gets a flashback in the middle of a meal. It's like, oh, it's just a non-PTSD thing. Don't worry. Oh, he was in Korea, the Forgotten War. Yeah, not a lot of people know about it, but like he's going through the tremors.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he gets bad nights.
He gets bad nights.
Yeah, so I'm just really happy about that.
Man, I don't want this to be a long episode, but another thing that just popped in my head about Spider-Man.
Okay. Honestly, I'm loving this.
I think we already have, it's been confirmed that the director, who's John Watts.
Oh, right. He's doing Fantastic
Four. Fantastic Four. Is the end credit scene.
Yes.
Do we either see the name Baxter Building and see four people go into the open front of the doors? Or are we going to see who's playing these characters?
Okay.
Here's or is that one. Too much? Is that too much?
Here's another one.
Are you telling me Jessica Alba's going to come through the fucking multiverse? Oh,
God, I wish. Just her, though. Just her.
Chris Evans is the Human Torch?
No. The Human Torch was denied this bank loan. Here's the biggest twist. Avengers Tower. Is that the new Baxter Building? Or is that the new... oh, my God. I can't think of his name. Green Goblin.
Oh, Oscorp?
Yeah, is that the new Oscorp building?
Man, I don't know.
They've been teasing it since the first one.
Well, that's if you go back with the others, the two Spider-Man movies with Tom Holland, there's been a Fantastic Four reference in both of those. Mm-hmm. The only one I can think of right now is in the second one. He's swinging through the city, and there is a banner of like a construction site that says... Mm-hmm. Here are the steps, and it goes 1, 2, 3, and the fourth one is a question mark of like a construction thing. So, like, if he follows that trend, we're getting a Fantastic Four or something.
Yeah.
Whether that's like a hint of like Ben Grimm, like on a news headline or something, or I don't know. It'd be wild.
Be really wild.
Yeah.
It'd be really wild.
Also, Kojima, you need to slow your roll on Twitter, man.
What's he doing? What's he saying?
He just tweeted out a picture of like a water bottle, but on the top it has a sticker named Boss. You can't you can't do that. Boss is tied to Metal Gear. You know what you're doing, man. Yes, I realize you're the boss, but like you also know people are gonna nitpick.
He's been posting a lot of Metal Gear stuff lately.
Yes, he has, right? I'm not...
Makes you think is all I'm saying.
Exactly. Also, I love Rahul Kohli's and Kojima's newfound bromance.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
He also has been posting a lot about Arcane, which is why you should maybe...
You know what?
Try it out.
I don't... Peer pressure is bad.
Oh, boy. Well, everybody, that has been the state... of the room. The state of the room is it's of the ashes.
Will we rise up as a phoenix? Find out next week.
Are you a god?
I really wish there was a video version of the show. Cause you did like a face hugger. Like Oh man. We'll catch you live for the Game Awards.
You are mere mortals of this cricket game. And I shall tear your flesh of sunder.
The queen's back.
Yo!
Oh, man.
Everybody, keep your wits about you, keep hunting, and keep playing PlayStation.